Shami Kalayim Daf Samach. So the Mishnah was discussing the Gemara, continuing on the Halakha of the Mishnah of the Piskei Oris. And you planted five vines on one side and five on the other side, and then you had a space in between that was destroyed. And the question is, can you plant Zorayim there? So we said if you have the eight amos plus a mashahu, a tefak, you're able to go ahead and plant in between. The Gemara is discussing now this shaila of what exactly is the halacha of Piskei Oris. Is it, does it have to be that you built the wall first, you plant it first, then the wall, or does it make a nafkamina? So the Gemara says, Lo Shanaya. The Gemara says there's no nafkamina. We first built the wall, then you first planted 11 gefanim, which you put on each side of the wall. You lean against the wall. Or you planted the 11 vine, and then you built the wall afterwards, where you now lean the vine against the new wall. And now, in the middle, came the middle vine, became nisaka, became cut off, became removed, destroyed. Therefore, in the case Yesh Kanaris, in case Halacha, you have the case of the Aris. Since it's now middle is detached, the middle is not broken, the middle is destroyed. So now you have five on each side. That's an Aris. But Yesh Kan Piskei Oris. And since you have the space in between, you now have to call it Piskei Oris, which is the Halacha of the Mishnah, the last Mishnah that we had, that you're able to go ahead and plant in, as long as you have eight Amos and a Mashu and a Tefak, you can plant in between. So what the Gemara is telling you is just that this Halacha that we described in the Mishnah, the Piskei Oris, is Lav Dafka, that it's done in a particular way, the wall first and the planted later, or vice versa. No Nafkamina, it's still a din of a Piskei Oris. So Gemara, Charav, we get it. What about if the wall got destroyed? In other words, what they had, they planted 11 vines, and they were all intact. And then the wall got destroyed. Then it's not an oris. Below Piskei, it's not an oris either. Now it comes later on the oris, you have a space in the middle. So now you don't. It's not called an oris. It's not called an oris. So the shaila is, what's that? Well, didn't we just finish saying that there is no nafkamina before? That the So look, is that there's no nafkamina before. So since the idea is that they're against the wall, that's the din of an oris, where the vines are leaning against the walls on both sides. So the Gemara says, here, where it's chara gedder, the wall came apart, and the vines were still there, which means that the walls, now they don't have the wall in between them anymore, and they don't have the wall around it anymore. So Mela, now that there's no walls, and there's no longer the vines leaning onto a wall, because the wall's gone. And Mela, if the walls are gone, so then it's considered like a regular karam without an oris. You can't call that an oris. And the locus of an oris doesn't apply over here. And they lose their status, their oris status. And therefore, the halakha changes. Not a regular din of a kerem. It's a karach, a kerem that had a space in the middle. We have the separate halakha, but doesn't have the halakha of Piskei Oris, which is the Mishnah that we just said, because the wall was removed before while the vineyards were all fully in place. So what's the halakha in such a case? And where it says the kaira is not in Piskei Oris. Aviavuda achud Rav Yosi boy. The brother of his aunt wanted to add on, and he wanted to say, Chazer Benoya. If you went ahead and you rebuilt the wall, you took the wall and you rebuilt it again, not the mechazer or the mechazer, well, you probably would say that the oris comes back to before. The whole reason why it was losing was an oris, and then you went ahead and you had a wall, and then the wall got knocked down, so it lost the status of the oris. The Gemara says, Chor vageder lo piskei oris. But now, if you put it back, lechayra, it's the Gemara saying that there's that it should go back, that the that it's a chazer benoy, that it goes back to what it was before. Atamat chazalos mekomo. How are you going to say it goes back to place? Now the shaila is again. It's the Gemara asking, Zakasha, or is the Gemara saying a statement? The Mari folders mashma that the Gemara is making more the statement that the. Because we're going to see, you're going to ask a question in a minute, but why would it be different than the case we had earlier? It should go back before. But the Gemara says, with the Kavase, so look over, the same halakha applies in the Mishnah before. You had the wall, because of Piskei Oris, the wall came broke, the vines became this cut off. Now, because of Piskei, now you go back, you replanted it. Because of Piskei Oris goes back to its place. So the same halakha should apply. Since once you have a din of an Oris, a Piskei Oris, the halakha just stays, it stays, and if it doesn't change, and I was so temporary, it stays. But if you remove the temporary impediment, the wall gets knocked down and now rebuilt, it should get back the status of a of an aris or a piskei aris. So the shaila is, why do we say that it's not that it loses its status? So the Gemara really has a shaila. Whether the Gemara is coming out la'alacha or not, the Pnei Moshe seems to say very clearly that the Gemara is at a shaila, or push, the Gemara is not push, not answering the shaila. The Gemara is a push, the Gemara says, I think a boy, the leaf today, suffering you through the chumra. He says the sugya is remaining, that it's a shaila, whether it goes back or not, and therefore it's a sugya that was not explained, didn't come to a resolution. I mean, the black suffix is really cool. According to Mara Fulda, it doesn't seem to the Gemara is learning that way, so that each one halakha applies that there's no din of an aris. We don't give it a din of an aris. So it has the coolest of all and not the chumras, but it's not a din. You know, we're not asking that question that it should be removed. It should not ask the question that it should be, what do you do in such a case? The halakha is understood that this case is not a din aris and calls Monica and will go back. The Gemara assumes that he holds the halakha that it will go back. So again, the Mari Fulda seems to learn that the Gemara is with a statement, and according to the Pnei Moshe, seems to be that it's a shaila and the Gemara is not even answering the shaila. The Gemara says, you see, was burning his produce in a Nagina, a place in Nagina, name of a place. Pnei Moshe says the same here, name of a place. And he, Masar, what did he burn? What was he burning? Masar says Piskiarasar. He was burning the Piskiaras. He wanted to go ahead and plant Zerayim, and he had the trestles that were there that were the vines were on top of them. So he wanted to remove it. So he burnt the Zerayim, things that were growing, which was mixing into the thing that had been the Isur of Kloy Karen. So he burnt the seed, the things that grew from the seeds, with the Piskei Aris, and he burnt it all, so that should be now be able to go ahead and keep the Karen. That's what he wanted. The Gemara wanted to know. That's what he was planning. That's what he did. So the Gemara said that. That's what he did. Gemara says that's one halach. That's one statement. Gemara says Avichibah Yochanan different halach. Ma'aser Sar Avichibah Yochanan Nizikzer. You burn with your Ma'aser. What did he burn? Bein Oris LeGeder Sar. He burnt the vines that were between the what grew from the Zera, from the Zerayim, to the Oris wall. That's what he was going to do. He had to make. He burnt that space there, that the vines that were connecting, which were now going into the things that he planted. That's what was affecting. So there are two ways to understand what he do. Again, Mari Fulda explains. Plus Ma'aser. Only 8 amos, and he separates 6 tefachim, so we can plant the thing. Now he burnt the gefanim that were coming there. Shouldn't be like anything. Kloy Karim Lachar was us. Since he didn't have enough space, it was now us. He had to destroy it. Kloy Karim. So he burnt it. The second opinion is Baron Slagadr. He wanted the amos to be marching, so he wanted to go ahead for Zara Muta, and he planted it beheter, but now he had to burn it because now it extended into the thing itself and was Mamish Kalayim. He had to remove it completely. So the Gemara says we have two different ways to learn of Yochanan's statement. So I'm Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi tries to understand which way is the correct way. I asked Rav Yochanan and Rav Yaakov Bar Ador. Nicha piskei aris sarav. According to the halacha, according to the way I explained, Rav Yochanan burnt the part in the vineyard that was the space. We understand why he did that. We understand why he went ahead and said over the Maisa, because piskei aris sarav, he burnt the piskei aris, the Rechama Chalukalav, because the Sintra Chachamah argued with him and said that that would be considered usur. Chachamah argued with him and said before we had the case in the Mishnah before that you have to have a space. You can't just have a space separation. You have to have a space of six you have to have a space of 6 tefachim plus the extra space that's there, or 8 tefachim plus the tefach, and still have the 6 tefachim to be able to plant. You understand the Chachamah disagreed, so that's why he wanted to destroy it. But according to the second version of Chia's explanation, that Yochanan burnt it because he wanted to make a space between the aris and the wall. What was the reason? What was the point of that? Why do you have to tell him? What was the point that he go and shared that? The Chacham argue with that also? They don't argue with that. No one ever agrees to that. You planted things over there between an aris and a wall, and it's extended. They don't have the space in between them. If a Kuliyama will plead that it's Kulay Karim, and you have to burn it, you have to destroy it. Nobody argued that. So what was the point of Yochanan had to come along and tell us, a mice had happened, and this is what he did. So again, Bishlam, it's the first case that we understand why, because the Chacham argues. So he had to burn it because, in order to be able to show that he agrees with the Chachamim. He's not arguing with the Chachamim. But according to the second Shita, of Chiyah's explanation, that he burned between the God, the Sarif, it's not a machlokas. Everyone agrees that once it's Kalei, it's Mamish Kalei Karim. It's Mamish Hatz. Everyone agrees that it's not. You want Chamel Machman. You have to go separate it. So everyone agrees you have to separate it. But no, so what was his Kiddush that he was burnt in? Again, it's the Kuliyama Lo Pligi that's what he did. So the Gemara said, so how do you understand the second version That's what Rav Yochanan's halakha was. Says, didn't Rav Yossi ask a question? He never heard Rav Yochanan Ha'ikav said. What did he say? It's probably Rav Yochanan Ha'ikav said halakish. Rav Yochanan had a kasha. Or is atzma? What is a din be'etzem of atzma? In other words, are you allowed to go ahead and plant seeds, but or is atzma in the earth itself, not alongside the earth, not within 6 tvachim or 8 amas away, eight tvachim away or 6 tvachim away, but actually mamish in the place itself, in the earth itself, you went in and you planted it. What's the look in such a case? Yochanan asu mekadesh, but it's aser. And you do it, you make it usher. The whole thing becomes us. It's kalayim. You have to destroy it. Shemesh lakish omer, usher. You're not allowed to do that through Rabban and usher. It doesn't become, it's not kalayim. It doesn't become usher. Rabbi Yochanan says, it seems that the whole space, everything in the garbage becomes usher. It's all considered usher. And that's therefore, it's a violation of the din kalay kara. And maybe all of it has to be destroyed. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rosh Lakish, no, it's us. We don't want you to do that. The same halakha in the beginning of the Mishnah, Rabbanan say you should separate, you shouldn't do it. But if you did it, it doesn't become kalayim. It doesn't become usher. So the chayra, we understand now, if that's the way we understand the machlokes of Yochanan, Shimon, Rav Lakish, we understand now why Rav Chiya wanted to say of Yochanan and say, now look, as he tells us that he burnt it between the vines and the wall, because obviously he's telling you it's lafuke Shimon Lakish Ashita. Because he burnt it because he held that it was Kalayim Amish. He had to destroy it. So why do you have to tell us that? The Chum don't argue. No, the Chum don't argue that they have to be destroyed. The Chum don't argue that it's Kalayim. The question is it a din? Does it have to be Mekudesh? Does it have to be destroyed? It doesn't have to be destroyed. So therefore, he's telling you that Lucky is that the... therefore the chiddush is that it yields that it has to be destroyed. The shitaso, and that's why, and not like a shimon ben lakish. So the Gemara says that's why he told us the halacha, the second version of Yochanan, that he burnt it because he had to separate the space between to make it anything that becomes asu. It's already considered asu mekadesh, and therefore he would have to go ahead and plant it within the aris itself. Is not going to be considered good. So the Gemara is like, the Gemara says, what do you do? The Mishnah tells you halacha is that if you have what we talked about, the trellised vines, that the halacha is it's not a din of a kerem, and as long as you have 6 tefachim, you're allowed to plant next to it. That was the most dead. As long as you have a 6 tefachim space, the Gemara says, 1 second. That's when you should be kerem zavasab or tefachim gedemakom. That's only Mishnah says you're allowed to go ahead and plant it if you have 6 tefachim. It's only where we have at least 4 tefachim in the corner, which is gedemakom. That's the minimum amount. In other words, you have kerem zavasab or tefachim gedemakom. That's the place. If there's less than that, it's going to be usher. The whole heter is only 6 tefachim. It's not an automatically 6 tefachim. It's only if you have the 4 tefachim in the corner. Says the Marafulta. Dal tefachim ala dal tefachim shagefen oimet sham kemo begas. It's standing there in the corner. So mele, if you only have 4 tefachim all the way in the corner, and you have 6 tefachim away from there, so now you have plenty of room on both sides of the wall to be able to go ahead and to take care of the cultivate and to do what you have to do to take care of the vines. So, but if you didn't have that in the corner, they mokom, it wouldn't have been considered good. Then 6 tefachim would not be sufficient. You would need much more than that. You need dalet amos. So that would be the merger of the case. So the chayra, it has to be, and that's in order to make the case. The Mishnah has to say, the Mishnah's case must be in a case where at least you're in the corner, at least 4 tefachim in the corner. The Gemara says, Tanina and Tamihaki, the Mishnah says that Tanina and Hakadar de Bar Rav Yossi, that he said that the Mishnah tells you, halakha, that if you're going to go ahead and learn out to Rav Yossi, that the Adin, to tell us that it goes ahead, that they're considered an area of the way you have to go ahead and answer it. That the vine has to be answered. You can't plant something zera there. Within the Dalet Amos, the Gemara says, we learned in the Mishnah, Lechaira, according to Rav Yossi, that you can't plant anything in there that's considered along the way. But we learned in the Mishnah, a Mishnah, Lagabi, this halacha of a vine put into the place of the Mishnah. We learned that we heard earlier in the Masechta that the Mishnah talking about places there where you have a vine and you're planting it in a place where you have a gas, a wine press. So the halacha is you have to separate from there. The halacha is it has to be at least 4 amas away from there before you can plant it. It has to be 6 tefachim alone is not enough. It has to be planted a little more. So therefore, in both cases, you also seem to say the same halacha that you have to separate it more distance. You can't. It's not enough 6 tefachim. Have to have the 4 amos. So Mela, Lakaru, we have a Yossi in this mission, in that mission earlier, you have to separate from the gas 4 tefachim, excuse me, 4 amos. And in this mission, it tells you, Lakaru, you have to separate from the Piskei Aris, you have to separate 4 amos. So what's the Chiddush of both? We need 2 Mishnayos for both seem to say the same Lakaru. Simon Rav Fulta learns this Gemara's Kasha this way. Mefilah learns the Gemara's kasha this way. By gas v'nakod, you need to have dalan amos. So therefore, tabayu lomeli, what do you have to have the same over here to go ahead and plant it, and you have the space, workspace to make four amos? What do you need both of these halakas? The same halakha applies. So the Gemara says, eloi tanan halakha taman. The Gemara said, no. You learned one Mishnah, not the other one. I wouldn't know both. Why? Avinaman. Excuse me. We would have said, Avinaman. We maybe would have said, when did we say halakha? You'll say, it's halakha. Halakha over here, we said, Lagabi dinam and aris. Since it's in the corner of Dalan Amos, you have Dalan in the corner. If it's in the corner, Deshi, even Likos Arab. Since it's in the case of Afku, it's an aris, halakha's of aris supply. That's where you say it's going to be Yasa, because it's dinam. Likos aris has more chamer than halakha. We said, Piski aris is more chamer. But Tanan, but Taman, but in our case, in a mission over there, you're planting by a gas, by a hole, or by a wine press. There's no din of Hilchos Aris over there. I'll tell you over there, that's Mutter, should be Mutter. You don't have to have four Amos. Avitzokha Tametran, different, that tells both halakas that both, in that case, also is a din of four Amos. You have to separate as well from the gas, from the wine press, or the hole in the ground, you have to separate four Amos. Oh, Itanat Amodotanya. What about I learned this mission over there, that over there, you have to separate four Amos when you have a wine press, a gas, or a hole in the ground. You have to separate it, and over here, you don't learn it over here by Aris. I would say, what would I tell you over here? I did the same halacha. I mean, I would tell you, no. Taman, over there in the case by the gas, over there, I did Meshum Kufa B'Abim Chosa. Since over there, it's a hole that's surrounded by all four sides of a wall. Adama, that's why we say it's considered Aser. That's why over there, it's Aser. Because it's an enclosed area. It's surrounded by four walls of the four sides of the hole, of the hole in the ground. They're all considered like walls. But over here, Haka, we're coming out from the side, only on one end, on one wall. On the other one, it's open. But it's not surrounded from all four sides by four walls. I'll tell you over here, it's mutter in our case. So therefore, each case, I wouldn't know the other case. Each one, I would say, maybe it's different. And maybe one case you need Dalan Amos, and over the other case, you don't need Dalan Amos, either because it's an Urus or just the opposite, because you don't have four walls. When make up by an Urus, Mashaykin over here, where you have four walls or by a gas, it's surrounded by four walls, makes it more calmer. I wouldn't know four Amos. Therefore, I tell you both of Mishnayas, in both cases, whether it's a case of a Mishnah or Urus, the case over here by gas, later in the early in the Mesechta, each case that look is you have to go ahead. It's also a Panzerayim. Can't plant any seed there unless you separate Dalan Amos in either case. Says the Gemara. Tanamu, we learned in the Mishnah, we learned in the Gemara, Tananaminon, we learned over there in the Gemara, At Roya Ki'ilu, Shvitza Matakos Takabo. Now, luck would be, we're talking about cases where if you went ahead and they said it continued to grow, the grapevine, the vines continued to grow, went outside past the Arus into another area. Now the question is, you want to go ahead and you have a line hanging there and things are hanging down, do we consider that it's us to play next to it? Nothing is growing right now here, but it is something which is going to eventually go out there and spread out there. Would we say it's Zer is Usher? And the answer, the Chavetz Zer would be Usher. The question is, Tom and I, we say the other road, for the Matekos Kobo. Look at it as if you say this thing that's growing, and look at it like it's a metal spit in the ground, it's put into the ground, and Mamela, therefore it can't drip. Why can't it bend over? Because you put a metal into it, so the metal is holding it up, and therefore you can't put seed on it, because really it would droop over, it would bend over, and that would make it Vadei Kalei Karam. So the only reason why it's not, because like you put in a metal spit into it, and that's why right now it's not bending over. But Be'etzim, if it would bend over, it would be considered Kalei Karam. So maybe in a Chalim it should be considered Aser. It's Aser to do it there only to the point where it begins to fall, it begins to bend. But where it didn't go, just because it could go there, it could go. If you didn't have the metals, spit, holding it up, that it should not fall down, and that shouldn't droop down, it would fall down, doesn't make a difference. That's not an Isser. In other words, when it's an Isser, the Chum is only what's Isser, only where you have the... Where it couldn't go down, it can droop down and mix together with the zera on the ground. That's where you have a problem. But otherwise, it wouldn't have a problem because it's met in a way where you're holding it up, like in a matekas tchuv, in a metal spit, which is if we're holding it up, if it would not be on the ground. Therefore, it would be that in such a case over there, it would imply maybe in Okanami, you would not have to be able to go ahead and it would not come out. The halakha would be that it would not be considered a chumrah. It would be considered a nisr. It would be considered a chumrah. It would be considered a kula. So maybe, therefore, maybe an ekonami would be considered okay. Maybe only an ekonami. I'm saying maybe in that case over there, it would be considered okay even if you're going underneath it, because it's not considered like it's mamish mixed together. But by definition, you're holding it up and it'll come out to be a tremendous kula, which we're saying would be accepted, but which miyashi the two sukkahs. That's why over here, when it's drooping down, even if it didn't touch, but since it's drooping down, it's going to go in to the zera. It's going to be asa kuloi karam. But if it's made in a way where it doesn't, where it's tied, where it's not going to be able to go in, then I'll look at the nechanami. It would be considered okay. We don't consider a kuloi karam. That would be considered a good. The Chavurim are saying, if that's so, that that's like we pass in the Mishnah, you can go wherever you plant underneath, it's going to be fine, unless it's going to go where it can go in mixed together. Eventually, you're going to go where it's going to be usher. This is 1 second. What about Vichem and Bayuk, Bashem, Yosef, Bachanina, Takas, Eshkodos, Usher, Mekadesh? Person went ahead, he had a bunch of grapes, a whole thing of grapes, a cluster of grapes that goes ahead, that is protruding, is continuing out, and you want to go plant the zera underneath those things. Are you allowed to do that or not? Halach of Mekadesh, you can't do that. You're going to go underneath the cluster of grapes, even though right now it's not directly under it, but it's going to be towards where it's going, towards that way. That's going to be considered aser. Takasel and low. If you're planting it only under the leaves, in other words, really that you're planting the zera not behind the thing itself, but just the leaves of the tree, but not where you have the eshkolas, not where you actually have the grapes growing, but you just have the leaves. The leaves don't make a place underneath the zasa. That's not going to be considered aser. Rav Yossi says, I feel takas ol in aser mekadesh. Even if it's under the leaves, it's the aser, and it's considered in a kliyim, it would be considered aser. So when I said this halakha that we talked about, whether how far we go is be'etzim a maklikas, is it really a maklikas? Is it going to be come to a maklikas between Rav Yossi and between because what we're saying is when we say something that bends is not going to eventually, there's no way they can connect because it's made like a split, it's made straight, and it's holding it up, and it's not going to fall down, not going to droop down. So is that considered good? Not we won't say it's aser. So of course, maybe that's considered the same idea. We make it on takas eshkolas, where it's not going to be under the eshkolas. It's only going to be under the leaves. The question is, that make it aser as well? Gemara says, says, and only under the eshkolas is going to be a problem, because eventually it's going to go, it's going to eventually mix together. Under the cluster of grapes is going to be a problem, but the leaves that you're planting underneath itself is not going to be a problem. That's not going to exist. Nothing's going to happen. It doesn't mix down. Doesn't protrude down. It's not going to mix together with what you plant in the zera. Therefore, lokas is not aser. However, the Yossi says no. Even if it's not going to go right now, even just planting under the branches, which is not going to end up going into, it's growing a different direction. It's not going to come in mixed together. But even that be considered, that still be considered zera aser. Still be considered something that you shouldn't be doing. And it would be because again it's midrabanan dikadin. Doesn't make a difference whether it's going to droop down or not, since it has the potential. If it would be built made differently, that would droop down. We aser it even if it's not going to droop down. It's still going to be considered aser. End of the parak.